Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Tonight, we are so grateful for the Lord bringing us back here again at this time, this hour. Amen. We're grateful. We pray that you had a beautiful time in fellowship with the Lord on today, wherever you went, whether it was in person or whether it was virtual. Amen. We pray that you put your time in. Amen. Glory to God. We're grateful to the Lord again. Amen. For bringing us here. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for you for taking the time out to come and be with us again. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We want to ask you if you would go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us tonight in this worship experience. Amen. We are going to endeavor not to hold you long on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God as we, amen, are cognizant and mindful, amen, that you have already been in services and that you're preparing for your work day on tomorrow. Amen, Jesus. So we're going to move expeditiously. Amen. Just being cognizant. Amen. Just being cognizant of the time. Amen. We're not rushing the Lord or anything, but we do want to be cognizant of each and everyone's time on tonight. Again, we want to thank God for you for coming out to be with us. Amen. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, I want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in. Amen. Invite them to come in and to be with us on tonight. Amen. Invite them to come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in the room. Amen. Come on in the room. Glory be to God. Amen. We do bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Just thanking him tonight for, amen, being ahead of our lives. Amen. Thanking him for life, health, and strength. Thanking him tonight. I want to thank him for my leaders, amen, thanking him for all of the leaders, amen, but particularly so, want to thank him for my leaders, amen, Jesus, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James, thanking the Lord for him, thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for our senior apostle, amen, Samuel Huggins James, and thanking him for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr., amen. Thanking him tonight, amen, for all of the staff, amen, the advisors that the Lord has brought to the line to help to move this work forward, amen. Glory be to God. We bless God for each and every one of them on tonight, amen, and we are expanding, amen. We always want to just put that little plug out there to let you know, amen, Jesus, that we are looking to expand, amen. We're looking for talent. Amen, Jesus. We are looking for talent. Amen. Glory be to God. Talent and our skills. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We want to, amen, Jesus, just put it out there. Amen, Jesus. We are looking for, amen, some graphic design. Amen. Anyone who's good in graphic design. Amen, Jesus. If you could, amen, if you're available to come and be a part. Amen, Jesus. We're just looking to, amen, go in another direction. And we're going to need some graphic designers, someone who's not afraid to, amen, Jesus, help put some flyers together, help promote our social media pages. Amen, Jesus. We need help. Amen. We need help. We need help. We need help. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you possess those skills and if you would like to be a part of the PNN, amen, certainly reach out to us and let us know, amen. Let us know that you are able or what that you can do to help further, amen, this outreach ministry, amen. Glory be to God. All hands on deck, amen. Glory be to God. And in whatever area, amen, that you feel that the Lord is, amen, Jesus, glory to God, has blessed you with, amen, and that you're willing and able to share, to bring forth, to help us move forward. Amen, Jesus. Listen, we receive you with open arms. Amen. Glory to God. Or if you know someone, glory to God, that may be willing and able to help to move forward. Amen. Certainly, certainly, certainly let us know. Amen. Let us know, people of God. Glory be to God. Because, again, we're endeavoring to move forward, move this outreach ministry forward. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. All hands on deck. Whatever area that you possess, amen. Get with us. Get with us. Amen. Let me know. Amen, Jesus. And we'll certainly consider. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God again for each and every one. Amen. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Amen. We are looking for prayer warriors. Yes, yes, yes. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. As we're growing and expanding and, amen, assuming the different positions in different areas. Amen, Jesus. We do need, amen, those that don't mind. Amen. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to pray perfect. Amen, Jesus. But, amen, Jesus, just be willing to let the Lord grow and develop you. Amen. Develop you into whom he would have you to be. Amen. The Lord has need of thee. Yes, he does. He has need of thee. Amen. No time for slacking. No time for playing around. But people of God, we got to be about the Lord's business. Amen. Glory be to God. And other areas, amen, as well. Amen, Jesus. Looking for, amen, someone that can, glory be to God, certain to be a prayer warrior for the online. Amen. The online prayer request. Glory be to God. So someone who is certainly, amen, savvy in the social media, in the messenger, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. So we are certainly looking, amen, forward to expanding, growing, and developing. Amen. Glory to God. So keep those in mind, any that you know of, any that you can think of, anyone or yourself. Amen, Jesus, that will be willing to avail yourself in the service of the Lord. We welcome you. Amen. We welcome, welcome, welcome you. Amen. So tonight, amen, Jesus, we want to go ahead and, amen, just sanctify the line. Amen. As we said, we realize that, glory to God, that several people have already, amen, attended the services on tonight. Amen. Earlier today. So we're not going to hold you long on tonight, amen, Jesus, but we're going to, amen, Jesus, get right into, amen, our service for tonight, amen. Glory be to God, amen. So we are rebroadcasting on tonight, amen. Glory to God, as we stated, we won't be long, won't be before you long, amen. Glory be to God. So if you would bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight, amen, Jesus, as we say a word of prayer, glory to God. And after our prayer, we're going to ask Sister Mary Hollins if she will come, amen, with our scripture reading for tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We glorify you. With uplifted hands, uplifted hearts unto you, we come. We come into your presence with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Glory to God. We're thankful unto you, and we come to bless your name on tonight. Father, we come to bless your name. We come, oh, glory to God, to tell you thank you. To tell you thank you one more day, one more time, glory to God. One more time at this time, come to tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you tonight for your grace. Thank you, glory to God, for loving us. Thank you for loving us when we didn't know how to love ourselves. But, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for your keeping power. Oh, God, thank you for your blood. Thank you for your shed blood of Calvary. We're thanking you, Father, for keeping our minds, keeping our families, keeping our loved ones. Oh, God, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight, glory to God, for glory to God for our lives are hid in you. And for this, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. We glorify you, oh God, for all of glory to God, all of your goodness towards us, your people. From generation to generation, we come to say thank you, Lord. Right here, right now, we come to say thank you. We thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, glory to God, for Yahshua. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for waking us up this morning, waking us up in soundness of mind. And today, oh God, we just come to say thank you. We thank you, glory to God, for how you've moved, for how you've moved, oh God, several places of worship on today. We come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering someone. Thank you for lifting someone. Thank you for strengthening someone. We thank you for healing someone. Glory to God, and by your power and by your anointing. And for this, we come to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you. Yeah, God. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for your word, your word, your word. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your promises, your promises unto us. Glory to God, your yea and amen. And we're thanking you tonight. Glory to God for your word shall not, will not, it cannot fail. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Glory to God because you yet reign. We bless you tonight, Father, for you're yet on the throne. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God for what concerns us concerns you. And we're thanking you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you, oh God, for hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you. Yeah, God, we thank you. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for you made us to be and not beneath. So thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for you called us to be victors. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, glory to God, for there's nothing in no situation that's able to stand upon us and do us harm. And we thank you, glory be to God. We thank you for your precious Holy Ghost on tonight. We thank you, we bless you. We thank you for your great salvation on tonight. We thank you for saving us tonight. We thank you for glory to God. Thank you for delivering us on tonight. We thank you, glory to God. Thank you for healing us. Oh, God, healing our minds. We thank you, glory to God, for the enemy thought to take our minds. But, Father, we're thanking you, glory. We're thanking you, hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your choice tonight. And thank you for covering us, Father. will. Cause your glory, oh God, to swallow up the will of the enemy in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to manifest yourself. Manifest your power in the name of Jesus. Yes, they came up outside. Oh, Father, shake yet again. Father, shake yet again to heaven. Shake yet again. Oh, God, higher, I'm going to say you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, higher. Oh, God, I'm higher, I'm going to say you. Father, shake tonight and take out this free. Shake tonight. Oh, God, and bring down the strong man. Shake tonight. Oh, God, and bring down the wicked works of the enemy. Shake tonight. Hey, oh, God, cause your angels. Oh, God, when you've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Oh, God, cause tonight. Oh, God, that there be a war in the heavens, oh, God, fighting for your people in the name of Jesus. Bring victory tonight. Bring victory. Hey, glory, God, in adverse situations. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your leaders on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would strengthen their hearts. Strengthen their hearts now. Strengthen their hearts all over the land. Strengthen the hearts of your leaders in the name of Jesus. Strengthen. Oh, God, strengthen the hearts of your leaders on the night. Strengthen the vision. Oh, glory to God, we pray in that precious name, Jesus. Strengthen the hearts of your people tonight. Yay, glory to God, for as you said, as you've already promised, oh, God. Oh, God, your promises are sure. Your promises are yay, and your promises are amen. Father, strengthen in the way we pray. Strengthen. Hey, glory to God. Strengthen. Throw the vision every. Strengthen your people. Oh, glory to God. Cause the trust. Cause the faith, oh, God, to be stirred in your people. Cause the faith to be stirred. Cause the joy to come alive. We pray in that precious name, Jesus. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for moving all over the land. Thank you, glory of us. We thank you, Jehovah. Yeah, glory to God, for you're the healer. You're the God that healeth your people. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for healing now. We thank you for healing of the bodies. We thank you for healing of the soul. We thank you for healing of the mind. We thank you, glory to God, for healing of the spirit of your people. Oh, God, those that are downtrodden, those, glory be to God, that are bound themselves out of your will. Well, Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your grace on tonight. Eh? Thank you for your grace on tonight. Oh, God, your grace to restore, your grace to build up, your grace, oh, God, to build the broken places and the people on tonight. Father, we thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you now. Thank you for healing of the physical bodies. Oh, God, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet on tonight. Oh, God, we bind the hand of the enemy. Baby, we say the blood of Jesus is against us now. We say loose the people of God. We say loose the people of God. Even now. We curse the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus and sons of God. We curse the works of the enemy and we call forth the people. We call them to be healed. We call forth the people to be delivered, to be set free in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. It's for this cause that you took the stripes on Calvary. And Father, we call it tonight. Oh God, we're already healed. We are healed. We are healed. We're healed. Oh, God, by your sight, oh, tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for touching the mind. Thank you for transforming the mind. Thank you for breathing upon your people. God, God, we thank you tonight. Thank you. Hey, oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Father. We bless you. Oh, glory. We thank you tonight. Thank you, Baba. Oh, God, we thank you. you are Jehovah Jireh. Well, God, you do provide. You provide. You provide. You provide. Jesus, Father, thank you for opening doors. Thank you, Master. Thank you for opening doors. Thank you for breaking the locks. We thank you. Woo, glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Glory to God. And our hearts do sing. Our hearts do sing of your praises for the great things that you've done. We thank you for being our peace. You're our peace. You're our peace. You're our strong power. You're our hiding place. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Yes, we thank you tonight. Hey, God of all, we glory. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for your sudden peace. Thank you for your sudden peace in the midst of situations. Thank you for your sudden peace. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, oh God, for your peace that swallows up confusion. Thank you for your peace that swallows up the spirit of confusion. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for your righteousness being revealed. Thank you for your holiness being revealed in the midst of your people. Thank you for your great salvation. Yeah, glory to God. Your great salvation. For it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And Father, we're thanking you tonight for your salvation working, your salvation moving, your salvation rescuing. Hallelujah. You are our Savior. You are our Lord. Father, for this we give you thanks. You are our soon coming King. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for covering us. Thank you for shielding us tonight. Glory to God. Each and every one tonight. Each and every one, oh God, that will hear, God, this broadcast. Be our blessing. Hey, God, even now, even now, even now, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. And now, Father, we're asking that you bless your speaker now. Bless the man of God. Bless the man of God. Bless the man of God. Bless your servant now. Bless your servant now. Oh, God, the many things that you set to his charge. But, Father, we thank you. Mm-hmm. We thank you. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. Hey, oh, God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Father, for giving him strength, for giving him understanding. Thank you for leading, guiding, and directing. Father, we're thanking you now. Father, we ask that you would bless him, strengthen him now. Send him now, glory to God, wherever he may be. Strengthen, oh God, in the inner man. Strengthen, God, take you. Strengthen as only you can. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you for sanctifying us, oh God. Sanctifying us by thy truth. Oh, God. Hiya. Thank you for sanctifying by thy truth. Oh, God. Thank you now. Father, we bless you, honor, and glorify you for these things. Father, we're asking you now to have your way. Have your divine way in the midst of us. Have thy divine way in our lives. Have thy divine way. Glory to God. God, have thy divine way. Oh, glory to God in thy precious name, Jesus. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for your word, your prepared word. We're thanking you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. Oh, yay. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hiya, ya, 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 ya. Woo, hey, hiya. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hey, God, from the ends of the earth, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God in the north, in the south, in the east, and the west. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you praise. Glory to God. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, Oh, glory. Hiya. Woo, God bless now our leaders. Bless our leaders. Bless your leaders. Bless your leaders. Strengthen your leaders, we pray. Oh, God, in that precious name, Jesus, show them the way that they, you would have them to go. In that precious name, Jesus, and for this we give you thanks. And for this we give you praise. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Hey, glory to God. We thank you. Hey, hey. Oh, God, we thank you for blessing ministry. Oh, glory to God, all over the land. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We bless your matchless name on tonight. Glory to God, for there's truly none like thee. We are ya. Oh, God, there's none like thee. There's none like thee. And for this, we give you thanks. And we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. For all that you've done. For all that you're about to do. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you tonight. Glory to God for glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God for delivering your people from evil. Delivering your people from the wicked one. Delivering your people from deception. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking that you will cover us in your shed, but hide us behind your precious cross. Hide us. Glory to God. Hide us. Hide us. Hide us. Hide us. Hey, hey, hey. Glory to God. Hide us. Oh, glory to God. And oh, glory to God. And hey, God, we declare we shall give you glory. We shall give you praise. We shall give you honor. Glory to God. All due unto thy name. We do curse the works of the enemy. We bring all his works to naught. As sons of God, we declare so. As sons of God in the earth, we declare so. Glory to God. And so it is. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. If your heart tonight, say amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Somebody say amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And so it is. Hallelujah. And so it is. And so it is. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hiya, hiya. Yeah, glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We're going to ask, amen, Sister Mary. Amen. And she will come with our scripture reading tonight. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord. To give it all to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to the PNN and Bible, to the PNN prayer world, and to our listeners and folks who have joined with us on tonight. Scripture reading will be coming from Proverbs, the 15th chapter, the 1st through the 8th verse. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stirreth anger. How would a wise use his knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness? The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness that ends is a breach in the spirit. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regards reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise is first knowledge, but the heart of the foolish does not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. I read to you Proverbs, the 15th chapter, the 1st through the 8th verse. I pray God's blessing to the reader, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen. Jesus, God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I don't know about you people of God, but I tell you, I just feel God in a special way tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. I feel it. Amen. As the saints of old used to say, I feel him stretching out in me. Amen, Jesus. Just want to praise him tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Amen, Jesus. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Glory to God. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Glory be to God. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. I love the Lord tonight. Amen. I love him. I appreciate him tonight. Amen. I thank him for all that he's done. Truly, he has done us well. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, tonight, we want you to prepare. Amen, Jesus, as we, amen, now go. Amen, Jesus, to Tallahassee, Florida. Amen. You know who's in Tallahassee, Florida. Amen, Jesus. There's a preaching man of God over there. Amen, Jesus. I love his spirit. I love his heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Often, amen, I'm able to go and fellowship with them. Amen, Jesus. And tonight we're going to be rebroadcasting. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. He was here with us a short while ago. Amen, Jesus. And tonight again, people of God, amen, by way of Outpour Worship Center. Amen, Jesus. He's a pastor there. Amen, Jesus. He's a prophet. Amen. He's a man of God. Amen. Who loves the Lord. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful family. Amen. Beautiful, amen, family, assembly there. Amen. We're grateful. Amen. We're just so grateful. And tonight, people of God, amen, we want you to receive the prophet and pastor, Quinston Ephraim.
God bless you, brother. Praise the Lord, everybody, on Prayer Booth Network Global. I bring you greetings in Jesus' name from Outpour Worship Center in Tallahassee, Florida. Amen. The place where the glory reigns. I am excited to be able to join the people of God this evening. Praise God. And I just want you all to know that I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I am excited about what the Lord is doing in the spirit realm. And most of all, I'm excited because he is God and he is yet proving himself to be who he says that he is. I have a word for you tonight, and then we're going to go into prayer. I believe that there is a groundbreaking movement that is happening in the spirit right now. Hallelujah. I want to call your attention to Psalm 18, verses 1 through 6, and also Isaiah chapter number 40, verses 29 through 31. Again, those scriptures are Psalm 18, verses 1 through 6, and also Isaiah chapter number 40, verse 29 through 31. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading from the King James Version tonight. O Lord, my strength, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compass me, and the floods of ungodly man made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compass me about. The snares of death prevented me. 6 verse says, in my distress, hallelujah, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ear. I want to read that 6 verse one more time. In my distress, the Hebrew word says, in my sight, hallelujah, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. And he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter number 40, verse 29, it says, he giveth power to the faint, hallelujah, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Before getting on the line tonight, the Lord began to speak to me, and I heard this verse out of Psalm 18, verse 6, where it says, I, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. Praise God. The Lord began to speak to me concerning his people in various nations and around the world. And God began to let me know that for some and for many, they are in tight places. They are in distressed places. They are in exhausting places. They are in places where they have lost. Hallelujah. They are in places where it seems as though the enemy is getting the best of
18, glory to God. And the Bible says to us, hallelujah, the Bible gives us, hallelujah, the word of the Lord, amen, where the psalmist began to pen and says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. He begins to say, Lord, in my time of distress, I called unto you. When the sorrows of death come past me, hallelujah, when the floods of ungodly man made me afraid, it was you that I found my trust in. It was you that I found my hope in. It was you that I ran to. And then we get here to the sixth verse, hallelujah. It says, in my distress, in my tight place, in the place where it felt like I was about to be swam to death, in my place, glory to God, where it felt like life was getting the best of me, he said, in my distress, I mustered up enough strength to be able to call unto the Lord. And he said, when I cried to him, he heard my voice. And not only did he hear my voice and my cry, the Lord delivered. Hallelujah. And so people of God have got to call to our attention tonight. Because can we just take a moment to realize that our prayer, our praise, and our worship is always under attack in our times of going through. Why? Because the enemy knows and the enemy understands that if I can get in touch with heaven, that things will change in the earth. I want to say that again for somebody tonight. The enemy understands that if we pray, if we praise, if we worship, if we can do those things to get in contact with the God that created everything, the God that is a problem solver, the God that is a healer, the God that is a deliverer, if we can touch him, amen, we know, hallelujah, that things will change in the earth, and the enemy knows as well. And so this is why he tries to mute our mouths. This is why he tries to mute our praise. This is why he tries to mute our prayer life, because the Bible gave us the assurance time and time again that when the righteous cry, the Lord hears and delivers them. And may I put an unction in your spirit, and may I encourage your faith. May I put strength in your spirit tonight to let you know that if you can just muster up enough strength to pray to the God of heaven, amen, heaven will respond to you. Hallelujah. And so, people of God, we see here, he said that when I was in my tight place, I was reminded of the God that I serve, and it was unto him that I made my petition and my cry. So many times we have gotten to the place where we lean on our flesh and blood. In other words, we go to mom and we go to dad. We go to the flesh, the people that we can see. And there is nothing wrong with that. But oftentimes what makes it wrong is when we leave God out of the picture. There is nothing wrong with having a soldier to cry on. There is nothing wrong with getting advisement. But can we now return to our first nature, which is fellowship with God? Can we return to our first nature, which is crying out to the living God? Can we return to our first nature, which is praise and worship to the Almighty God? Because may I tell you again, people of God, that when we touch heaven, heaven will touch earth. Glory, I gotta say it again. When we touch heaven, heaven will touch earth. I can hear the scripture in Exodus where the Lord said, I am coming down to deliver my people. He said, their cry has come unto me in their distress. They have cried to me, and now I'm delivered. God is not just coming down, hallelujah, to look at us and to make us have healed, and to make us cry, and to make us feel his spirit. But he is coming down to change things. He is coming down to give you strength. He is coming down to remove you out of that tight place of distress. He is coming down to make the crooked way straight, and he is coming down to make the rough way smooth. But we've got to touch heaven tonight, because when we touch heaven, heaven will touch earth. Glory to God. Amen. So then we go over here to Isaiah chapter number 40. Amen. And the Bible begins to tell us in that first verse. Hey, hallelujah. He tells the prophet, he says, send comfort to my people. He said, comfort the people of God. Amen. He began to tell them, remind them and give them the knowing that the time of their warfare has been accomplished. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord tonight, people of God. He said, tell them that the time of their warfare has been accomplished. In other words, the fighting season is over. Hey, in other words, the sad days are over. In other words, it's the tight place that we felt in Psalm 18 and 6. The distressed place that we felt in Psalm 18 and 6. The exhausted place that we
You have endured the test. You have endured the storm. You have walked through the season of endurance, hallelujah, of exhaustion. And God wants you to know that that time is over and that there is a new day dawning. And so then if we skip down here to verse number 29 in Isaiah chapter number 40, it says, hallelujah, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Hallelujah, I've got to talk to those that have been feeling weak tonight. The weak days are over. Why? Because God is coming down, and he's coming down to give you strength. I want to talk to those that have been on the verge of fainting, on the verge of giving up, on the verge of walking away, on the verge of throwing in the towel, on the verge of taking your life, on the verge of walking away from everything that you know. He said that he's giving you power tonight, power to overcome, power to stand, power to endure, power to be. I hear the Lord saying that he's going to give us power to be. And what are you talking about, prophet? Amen. God is going to give us power to be who he says that we are. The Bible says, glory to God, in John chapter number 1, it says, to those that believe on his name, to them he gave power to become the sons and daughters of God. I've got to tell you tonight, people of God, that God wants to remind you that you are not just a mere person. You are not somebody that has come through generations, amen, that were abused and tore up, that did not know God. He wants you to know that you are a son and daughter of his. And may I tell you, people, and I've got to let you know that the Godhead, amen, the Father, amen, he has already left us an inheritance. And our inheritance is the Holy Ghost. Our inheritance is access to the kingdom. And so you better not faint. Amen. You better not give in. Why? Because you are a son and a daughter of the Most High God. And it is not our responsibility to fail, but it is our responsibility to lean on the God who created everything, because he promised us strength. He promised us victory. He promised us that we would overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so I've got to tell you tonight that strength is where you are. Why? Because the presence of the Lord is there. May I tell you that power is where you are. Why? Because the presence of the Lord is there. Healing is where you are, because the presence of the Lord is there. And you may be saying, man of God, how do you know the presence of God is where I am? Because I've got to let you know by the glorious revelation of the word that wherever your faith is, that's where the power of God is. Wherever your faith is, that's where the presence of God is. And so if you believe tonight, amen, the power is there. If you believe tonight, strength is there. It is yours for the asking. Oh, my God, I thank you. And so then we go on to the 30th verse. The Bible says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Glory to God. He let us know that if you have, because everybody, amen, glory to God, that's under heaven is going to have a time where they may get weary. They're going to have a time where they may lose strength. Amen. But watch this 31st verse. It's so much power here. He says, but they that wait upon the Lord, they that endure patiently, they that stand in his presence, they that pray day and night, they that pour out their heart like water before the face of the Lord, it says it is those, amen, that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. It says they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And so we've got to unravel this text tonight, people of God. It says that those that remain in the presence of the Lord, those that wait on him, they're going to find new strength. And then, and I want to skip to the end. It says they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If we go back to the 29th verse, it says the reason why we won't faint is because he's going to give us power. The reason why, praise God, amen, so we walk, when we don't have might, we find might because he gives us strength. Now, the beautiful thing in this scripture, it says they shall mount up with wings as. And because we live in America, because, hallelujah, amen, the eagle that we are very familiar with is the bald eagle. Then, amen, bring our minds to say, he's saying that I'm going to be able to fly like an eagle. That is not what this text is saying. Amen. And I want you all, if you would, go and study the Hebrew here. Amen. The Bible lets us know when you unravel this text, amen, the word that eagle was translated from in the Hebrew, amen, is a griffin vulture. Amen. And when you go over to Africa and when you go over to the area of Israel, hallelujah, around in Israel and in East Africa. And so I've got to tell you that this bird is the highest flying bird on record. And so what are we saying here tonight? What is God trying to communicate to us? Amen. Go back to Psalm 18 and 6. In my tight place, I cried to the Lord and he heard me. And then he brings me over here to Isaiah 40, verse 31. And he said, if I stay in his presence, if I cry to him day and night, he is going to cause me to take wings. What are you saying, man of God? I am going to mount up to the highest place that I can get to. And it's not by my might nor by my power, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. And so, yes, you may have some exhausted before you heard the word tonight, but God is giving you wings like the griffin vulture. You may have felt faint before you got on the line tonight. Oh, but God is giving you wings like the griffin vulture. Why? Because there is no limit in God, and he's going to take us to higher heights, and he's going to take us to deeper depths. Why? Because I have put myself before him, and he that will come shall come, and he will not tarry. I got to let you know tonight, people of God, that the exhausting days are over. Hey, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have tests and trials, but you won't be an exhausted if you wait in the Lord. That doesn't mean, glory to God, that you won't have war in your spirit. But if I wait in the Lord, he's going to give me the strength that I need. He's going to continually put that stamina in me. Glory to God. I want to let you know, people of God, that this is season. This is your time to mount. This is your time to mount up. Hallelujah. This is your time to mount up. Amen. And notice this, that he is going to give us the wings. It's not something that we can do on our own. And so I want to minister to your spirit and your heart tonight. Amen. People of God, we got to come on out of exhaustion. Hallelujah. We got to call unto God in that tight place. Praise the Lord Jesus. We got to come out of the place of sickness in the spirit, in the soul, and in the body. Hallelujah. How do I come out of that place? I call unto the Lord in my tight place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We got to come out of that place of distress. We got to come out of that place of worry. And how do I do it? I call unto the Lord in my tight place. Because he that will come, he shall come, and he will not tarry. I feel the Lord saying tonight that there is an appointed time, and that time is now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There is an appointed time, and that time is now. Do you want to believe, hallelujah, glory to God, that God wants you to live your life this way? Do you want to believe that God wants you in a low place for the rest of your days? Do you want to believe that God does not have a plan for you, that this is the end? No, hallelujah. This is not the end, man of God. This is not the end, woman of God. This is death, hallelujah, a bump in the road. And may I tell you, every bump can be gotten over. Every bump can be gone around. Hallelujah. He's going to cause you to mount up with wings like the griffin vulture, the highest flying bird. So I want to pray a prayer tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I believe that there is an apostolic and prophetic shift that is happening in the spirit realm tonight. Glory to God. When you study what an apostle is, the apostle carries the culture of the kingdom. The prophets carry the word of God, and they are able to shift things in the spirit. So I believe tonight, people of God, that God is shifting us into the culture of his kingdom. He is shifting us into his mind. He is shifting us into the way that he does things. There is a word that is coming down now to infuse your spirit with life. I can feel in the Holy Ghost that somebody has been on a spiritual deathbed. And you, yes, God, as you have been waiting for the end to happen. Well, I want to let you know, just as Jesus told the sister of Lazarus, that he is the resurrection and the life. Resurrection and life have come to your faith. Resurrection and life has come to your family. Resurrection and life has come to your ministry. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And so, people of God, I want you to prepare now to lift your heart to the Lord. Amen. Because God is going to do something for you in this very moment. Because I believe, glory to God, that this is the time that we must come out of the cave. That this is the time that we must come out of the low place. That this is the time that we must get out of the thing of the tight place that we're in. Hallelujah. That we then might have the testimony that the Apostle Paul said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I'm with trouble on every side. Hallelujah. We're perplexed. We're cast down, but not destroyed. I want to trying to let you know, people of God, that this is not the end. This is not the end. This is not the end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May we pray tonight. Hallelujah. And I want you to lift your heart. Amen. The realness of your heart. The exhaustion that you've been feeling. Hallelujah. The weight that you've been feeling. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The weakness that you have been feeling. The distress, the tightness that you have been feeling. I want you to lift it up to God in this moment right here. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And we're getting ready to pray. And I believe God to move things tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again. We praise you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. Father, we thank you right now, God, for knowing that it is because of your mercy that we have not been consumed. Because your compassions fail not. They are new every morning. We thank you for being faithful to us. And God, as we come, we lift our hearts to you. As we come, God, we lift our minds to you. As we come, oh God, we lift everything about us up to you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would see us where we are. But God, don't just see us where we are, but we pray now that you would be God in our lives. Oh God, we pray for a shift now. We pray for a dynamic move now. We pray, God, for an explosion in our spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking now that you would hear our prayer out of this tight place. Hear our prayer out of the place of distress. Hear our prayer out of the broken place in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we pray now that you would shift us. Oh God, we pray that you would send comfort. We pray, God, that you would send strength out of Zion. Oh God, we pray now that you would send power to the pain. Oh God, we pray right now that you would send strength to those that are weaker in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that resurrection and life would be our portion. I pray, oh God, tonight, oh God, that you would stir us again. I pray, oh God, tonight, that you would revive us again. I pray, oh God, tonight, that you would give us life again in the mighty name of Jesus. Restore the door of our salvation. Restore the door. Restore the door of our salvation in the name of Jesus. Restore our peace now. Restore our mind now in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us hope again, oh God. Oh God, I pray now that you will loose our wings. Take the shield. Take the shield. Take the chains off of our wings tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we would mount up. I pray that you will break every tether and destroy every yoke. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we're your people, and we pray that you will cause us to come in alignment with your kingdom and receive the culture of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, the culture of the kingdom is not weakness. The culture of the kingdom is strength. The culture of the kingdom is not hate. The culture of the kingdom is love. The culture of the kingdom, hallelujah, is love, joy, and peace, righteousness in the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, help us now to get in the kingdom. Help us now to find ourselves in your presence. Help us now to walk worthy of the calling upon us. Help us now, God, to say yes to you again, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for this, your people in every city, in every nation, God. I pray tonight that you would harvest souls everywhere. For you said in your word, God, that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And we're praying tonight that you would raise us up to be laborers. Raise us up, oh God, to get in the dirt. Raise us up, God, to get in the field and to work with your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us compassion. Give us your heart for your people, and we'll give you praise, our God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God, for giving us strength. We thank you, God, for causing us to mount up. We thank you, God, for causing us to say yes again and to see clear your will in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless you and I thank you tonight because it is in you that we live, we move, and we have our being. And so, God, give us the power to be the sons and daughters. Give us the power to be the apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors. Give us the power tonight, hey, to be who you have destined for us to be. And we'll give you praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for pouring out your spirit upon us afresh. Hey, we thank you, God, for the time of refreshing coming out of heaven for us now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh God. And we praise you again because you love us enough to come and see us. Hey. You love us enough not to leave us where you find us. Hey. We are not alone. You love us enough, God, not to give up on us because your word is in us, your plan is in us. And God, you said that you put your word above your name. And we know, God, that your name won't go down, so your word won't either. And so, God, we thank you for reminding us who you are and who we are in you. Father, we ask now in the name of Jesus that you would cause us to stand in your power and your presence. Cause us to stand in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, honor, and glory continually. In Jesus' name we pray and tell you thank you. Amen. Glory to God wherever you are, people of God. I just want you to give God praise. Hallelujah. In this moment, I want you to bless him from the city of your soul. I want you to be glad and rejoice in the children of Zion. For the Lord has dealt wondrously with us. And he will cause to come down for us the rain in this time. Come on, give him praise where you are. Lift your voice, you are. Open your heart wherever you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your faithfulness and your kindness toward us. Hallelujah. Thank you for doing it again. Hallelujah. Thank you for not leaving us then. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you from the city of our souls tonight, God. We exalt you and we lift you high. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. The Lord bless you, people of God. Remember this if you don't remember anything else. The tight place can't hold you. The distressed place can't hold you. Weakness can't hold you. Because God has a better plan for you. And he said, if you wait on me and in me, I'll cause you to have new strength. And I will give you wings as the griffin vulture, the highest flying bird on human record. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you tonight. Thank you for having me, Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank you, and we bless God for expansion. We thank God for strengthening you all to continue in the work tonight.
Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Jesus, we bless God for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We pray that you've had your pencil and your paper. Amen, Jesus, and you've taken your notes. Amen. The man of God has given us so much. Amen. To go back and consider. Amen. So much. Amen. To look. Amen. To dive into. Amen. Glory be to God. In the tight place cannot hold us. Amen. Glory be to God. And we bless God tonight. Amen. For we know. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. For when our souls are overwhelmed, amen, we can go to the rock. Amen. We can call unto him in our distresses. Amen. And the Lord, amen, will deliver us out of our tight places. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the comfort of the word. Amen. The comfort of the scriptures on tonight. Glory to God, the word that has come to strengthen us. Amen. To encourage us no matter where we find ourselves. Amen. The word of the night to strengthen us. Glory to God. Amen. To strengthen us and let us know that if we wait on the Lord, glory be to God. Amen. And we shall mount up. Amen. We shall mount up. Glory be to God. Amen. Like the griffin vulture. Amen. The bird that flies higher. Amen. Than any bird that there is. Amen. And that's just like God. Amen. He's able to lift us up. He's able to lift us up, people of God, out of our distresses. Amen. No matter where we are, amen, no matter where we find ourselves, glory be to God. But the word of the Lord has come to us tonight, amen, to show us out, amen, to show us the way out of our tight places on tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For this word on tonight, we thank God for the man of God on tonight. Glory to God that has come to deliver this word. Amen. Glory be to God that has come. Amen. Glory be to God. And even as he said, amen, the Lord give his power to the faint. Amen. Glory to God. Those that may be weak. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. He has come to empower us. Glory to God. He has come. Glory be to God to take us up, amen, to lift us up, glory be to God, out of those places, to strengthen up, God, no matter where we may have found ourselves, amen, and we pray, we trust and believe, amen, that as of this word tonight, amen, you may have found yourself in a place, glory to God, that we pray and we trust on tonight, amen, that after hearing his word, Glory to God, that your testimony can be, I'm not there anymore. Amen. So we thank God for the word, for the word of God knows how to come, amen, and burrow us out. Yes, sir. The word of God knows how to come, amen, and glory to God, that divine hookup. Yes, sir. The divine hookup, amen, that can pull us out and bring us over. And we thank God for this. It's surely what the word has come to do on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. But we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. The man of God says, amen, so much on tonight. Amen. So, so much on tonight. Amen. That my heart is certainly made glad. And we pray that your heart is made glad on tonight as well. Amen. We know that the man of God is already praying. Amen, Jesus. But we just want to offer salvation tonight to anyone. Glory be to God, to anyone tonight. Amen. You desire to be saved. Glory to God, you're not saved, but you desire to be saved. Amen. Glory to God, maybe you found yourself in a tight place. Maybe you're trying to come out. Amen. But you, amen, were not able to come out. Glory to God. But the word tonight, amen, has come to break the boulders. Amen. Those things that were holding you fast. The word of God has come tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And on tonight, you want to open the door. Amen. Glory to God. If you want to be saved, glory to God. Amen. If you desire to be saved, glory be to God. You can come on tonight. You can come on tonight. Glory be to God. For the Lord, glory to God, is here with outstretched hands, outstretched arms unto you. Glory to God. For he loves you. Amen, with a great love. Amen. He gave his whole life, glory to God, for you, that you might live. He made the ultimate sacrifice, glory to God, that you might live. Amen. Glory to God, that you don't have to die the death of sin. Amen, but you can look unto him and live. Amen. As the scripture declares in Isaiah, amen, we saw us. Amen. Polluted in our blood. Amen. We were polluted in our own blood. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. But then the Lord came. Amen. And he looked upon us and he said to live. Glory to God. And we want to say to you tonight, amen. Glory to God, no matter what, amen, detestable situation you may find yourself in, glory be to God. The scripture declares that we're all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Glory be to God. Amen. Chasing in iniquity. We came, amen, in sin by way of our forefathers. Amen. Glory be to God. But then Christ came. Christ came to reconcile us. Christ came to save us. He came to deliver us. Amen. To redeem us. Amen. From the cross. Yeah. Glory be to God. The cross, the curse. Amen. He came to deliver us from the curse. Amen, of death and sin. But we thank God on tonight. Glory to God, people of God. If you're not saved on tonight, we want to let you know that you can be. Amen, Jesus, you can be saved on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, we offer salvation unto you. We're offering salvation unto you on tonight. Glory to God, let you know, amen, Jesus, that he's still saving. He's still delivering. Yes, sir. He's still delivering, people of God. He's still delivering. He wants you saved. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Glory to God. All, A-L-L. Amen. Every one of us. Glory be to God. We can't save ourselves. Glory to God. We can't save ourselves. Amen. But then Christ came. Amen, Jesus. He came. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. That we can be saved. He loves you tonight. He loves you tonight. He loves you tonight. Glory be to God. He loves you tonight. Amen. And even as the scripture declares, amen, Jesus. What can we say to these things? What can we say to these things? Amen. Glory be to God. If God be for us, and we know that he is life. He gave his life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He gave his life. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. And if he be for us, yes, sir, who can be against us? Amen, glory be to God. And tonight, glory be to God, amen, Jesus, if you desire, amen, if you desire to be saved on tonight, amen, glory be to God. The Lord is ready. He's ready. He's ready. Glory to God. He's ready to receive you. Amen. Glory to God for the scripture declares that if thou shalt confess, glory to God, with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, the scripture declares thou shalt be saved. Now listen. The scripture declares, amen, Romans 10 and 10. The scripture declares, amen, for with the heart man believeth unto the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Glory to God. Amen. You believe in your heart. Amen. You make confession with your mouth. Amen. The Lord Jesus in the scripture declares, thou shalt be saved. Amen. And we just want to give you that opportunity. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. We want to give you that opportunity right now. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on over to the Lord's side. Come on over to the Lord's side. Glory be to God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. For whomsoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Amen. Glory be to God. Anyone tonight, you're not saved. Amen. You want to be saved. You want to make him your Lord. You want to make him your Savior. Amen. Jesus, you're tired of living the way that you live. Glory to God. You're ready to give it all up. Amen. You're ready to try Jesus on tonight. Glory to God. If that's you, amen, you can press star six. Come over to the platform. Amen, Jesus. And we will walk you right on in. Amen. Glory be to God. It's a hard matter. Glory be to God. You got to believe it in your heart. Amen. Make confessions with your mouth. Amen. Make that confession. You can make that confession. Speak it into the atmosphere. The enemy needs to hear it. Glory to God. You need to hear it. Amen, Jesus. When you make that change, when you make that transfer, amen, Jesus, that you can say to the kingdom of darkness, I don't belong to you anymore. Hey, glory to God. I don't belong to you anymore. Glory be to God. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For I have a new master. I have a new master. His name is Jesus. Glory to God. Anyone tonight, anyone that's not saved, you desire to be saved. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. You can press star six. Come over to the platform. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. If not, amen, Jesus, tonight, glory to God, is there any special prayer request on tonight? Any special prayer request on tonight? Glory to God, we would that you, amen, Jesus, press star six. Amen. You can press star six. Come over to the platform on tonight. Any special prayer request? Any special prayer request on tonight?
Praise the Lord.
The Lord.
This is Sister Mayor. I'd like to ask prayer for our pastor's wife, Katrina. She's in Phoenix. And I'd like to ask prayer for my grandbaby, little classmate. She said she's been out with COVID. Her name is Makala Tucker. And I'd like to ask prayer for, you know, the Robert Bonner and family on the loss of their aunt. And then I'd like to ask prayer for with my classmate family, the Parker family, on his passing. Thank you.
Okay, who's that first person you said?
Katrina Rollins, okay. Our pastor's wife.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Anyone else on tonight? Tonight, press star six on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Anyone else on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. If not, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. People of God, you encourage the prayer and petitions on tonight. Glory to God. And we pray tonight, amen, Jesus, that you release your faith, amen, by spirit, that you look, amen, towards those, amen, that the petitions, amen, have come amen, before them. Glory, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we want to lift them up unto the Lord. Amen. We want you to believe. We want you to believe. Amen. Glory to God. That it's already done. Amen. Glory to God. If there are none other on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Let us look towards heaven. Amen, Jesus. Let us look towards, amen, Jesus, our Lord. He's the author and the finisher of our faith on tonight. Glory to God. We know that there's nothing too hard for him. Glory to God. We believe, we know, amen, Jesus, that before we even ask, he's already answered. Amen. Glory to God. But he said by his word that we could cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you yet now again. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we glorify you on tonight. Master, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word sent to strengthen your people, even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for strengthening your people in the inner man, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We honor, we glorify you. Glory, glory, ayah. We glorify you on this night in the precious name of Jesus. And Master, we come tonight, Father, for we know that you're yet the healer today, for you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, we're coming on today because you are the God that healeth. Yeah, glory to God. You're the God that healeth. Glory to God, and you change not. And we're coming on today, glory to God, lifting unto you, glory to God, Sister Katrina. We're coming, glory to God, lifting up, oh God, the woman of God before you on tonight. We come, glory to God, asking that you would look upon her tonight. Mm-hmm. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're coming tonight, asking that you would look upon her, look upon her favorably on tonight. Mm. We're asking you, glory to God. We're asking that you would touch her in her body now. We're asking that you would touch now in the name of Jesus. We're asking, glory to God, that you would touch, heal, and deliver in the precious name of Jesus. Touch on tonight. Touch as only you can. Glory to God. Touch her tonight. Glory to God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. In the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. And every inflammation of the enemy, Father, we curse it now at the root. We curse it now in the name of Jesus. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you now. We say, glory to God, glory, Abbataya. Glory to God, by thy precious name, Jesus, and by apostolic authority on tonight. Glory to God, we call a heal tonight. In the name of Jesus, we call a heal. Glory to God, hey, God, every infirm spirit tonight, we curse in the name of Jesus. And we call this woman of God healed. We call her healed. We call her healed. Glory to God from the inside out. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for your touch
Able to move. You're glory to God. You're yet able to deliver. Oh
God, you're yet able. You're yet able. Oh, God, to bring to fruition. Oh, God, the secret thing. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking that you will cover each and every one tonight. Cover in your blood, in your anointing. Cover in your holiness. Cover in your righteousness. Cover in your truth. Woo, glory be to God. Father, cover, cover, cover as only you can. And for this, we give you thank you. For this, we give you praise. For this, we give you honor. We give you glory. We bless your precious name. We thank you for doing it now. We thank you for healing. We're thanking you for strengthening. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for delivering on tonight. Oh, God, in every situation. We thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. Oh, God, we pray for heart, oh, tonight. Thank you for your great salvation. Even those that surrender tonight, Father, that we know not of, but we thank you tonight. Our hearts do rejoice. Glory to God. Our hearts do rejoice. Oh, God, for the great salvation. Thank you for delivering your people. Bringing them out of darkness into your marvelous light. Father, our hearts rejoice on tonight. We give you praise. We give you honor. We do give you glory. In that precious name, Jesus, promise your beloved sweet sleep. Father, we're asking that you will cover us tonight. Cover us tonight. Speak, glory to God. Speak, glory to God. Speak to our hearts. Oh, God, even in our chambers. Father, speak to our hearts. Glory to God, the direction, the way that you would have for us to go. And Father, for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And even now, Father, we thank you for your messenger tonight. We're asking that you would bless him, bless his ministry, bless his family, bless the body of Christ. Oh, God, where whom you have appointed him. Bless on tonight. Oh, God, the several ministries, oh, God, that are coming out of his heart. Bless. On tonight, we pray in thy precious name, Jesus. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Cover him. Cover him, and he shall be covered. Cover his family, and they shall be covered. Father, we're thanking you for strengthening now, strengthening him for the days ahead. We're thanking you for opening doors, doors upon doors upon doors. Father, we're thanking you for opening doors. Oh, God, doors of utterance. That this, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, God, and we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid backlash. We forbid, glory to God, retaliation of the enemy. We forbid it tonight as sons of God. We declare it. We speak it. Hey, God, we decree it in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you now. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring all of his works to naught. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for each and every one tonight. Thank you for your blood covering. Thank you for your shield. Thank you for your divine protection. We thank you. We praise you. We honor. We glorify you for these things. For thou art God Almighty, the Holy One of Israel. We thank you. We bless you now. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Oh, God, we pray. We pray. We pray. In thy precious name, Jesus, we thank you now. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Somebody, somebody, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. We count it all done. Amen. Glory to God. Count it all done. Amen. For it is done. Amen. Glory be to God. We give God thanks and we give God praise. On this night, amen, for all that he's done. Amen, Jesus, we thank him for his word again. We thank him for his messenger. Amen, we thank him for what he's done. Amen, for those that are on the prayer list. Amen, how many see it already turned around? How many see it already done? Glory to God. How many see healing? How many see lifting? How many? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many just see it done? Amen. I'm talking about done, done, done. Amen. And cannot be reversed. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We give him thanks on tonight, people of God. We want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. As always,
is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Just text us. Text us, amen, Jesus. We're going to give you two numbers. Amen. You can take either of those numbers, amen, Jesus, and get your free copy text to you. Amen. A link to your phone. Amen. The first number is 912-257-3918. Amen. 912-257-3918. Amen, Jesus. Those internationally, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Don't forget as well, you can go out to our Facebook page if you have Facebook. Amen, Jesus. You can go out to our Prayer News Network page. Amen. Click there on the link. Amen. Right there on the logo. And you're able to listen to, amen, the broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. Also, you can go out to our the new Riyadh Prayer Group 52 page. Amen, Jesus. That is a group, a prayer group. Amen, Jesus. You can also go there and click on the logo and listen to the broadcast as well. Listen. Amen. Comment. Amen. Don't forget to share it with someone. Share it to someone's page or share it to someone in Messenger. Amen. We want this word to get out. Amen. Glory to God. But if we're strengthened and if we're blessed, amen, guess what, people of God? Somebody else needs the same thing. Amen. So we're not selfish. We always encourage you to send. Send it to someone. Amen. Don't just get it and hold it for yourself. Amen, Jesus. Listen, we are an outreach ministry. So we want to send it out. Do your part. Send it out. Amen. So that someone else may be blessed. Amen. Also, if you don't have Facebook, you can go out to the web and Google Prayer News Network. Amen. And again, click on our logo. Amen. And you'll be able to listen, amen, to the broadcast there as well. Amen. People of God, we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Amen, Jesus. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Come back. Amen. Tell somebody about the broadcast. Amen. Tell them. Amen. Let them know God is doing some things over here. Amen. And we're so grateful for what the Lord is doing. Amen. Glory be to God. So people of God, do come back tomorrow night. Again, tell somebody about the broadcast. Amen, Jesus. And let us come back. Amen. Ready. Amen, Jesus, to lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. God bless you. Blessings upon you, upon blessings, upon blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded.